From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. While crews are out mopping up hot spots and reinforcing the Hayden Pass fire perimeter in Fremont and Custer counties, there's a diverse group of young people working behind the scenes to help keep the base camp running. KRCC's Shauna Lewis met some of them during a press tour of the camp when the students were on their afternoon break.
A temporary city popped up when the Hayden Pass Fire Base Camp moved to Westcliff last week. Big tanned supply tents, 18-wheelers carrying kitchen and shower facilities, and a slew of smaller blue and silver tents appeared in a dusty field at the Custer County Fairgrounds. It's part of the Box Elder Job Corps Center's assignment to work at the camp. The group has more than a dozen students, including 18-year-old Devontae Smallbear of Mission, South Dakota.
Trying to make everything feel comfortable for firefighters, keep everything clean, maintain the camp, help out the mobile kitchen as much as possible.
Job Corps is a joint U.S. Forest Service and Department of Labor no-cost program for underserved 16 to 24-year-olds. Students live at the Job Corps Center and have up to 2 years to finish their high school education and vocational training. Eric Simonak is an instructor from the South Dakota Center. He says some of this hand-picked group of current students once lived in African and Asian refugee camps. Others come from around the U.S.
And some of these guys have been out on 6 or 7 fires between this year and last year, and I know that I can walk away and they'll get the job done.
And there's plenty to do. They're cooking, working in the office, handling supplies, and all kinds of other jobs necessary to keep the crews ready and able to head out to the fire line each day.
My name is Mugisha Bailengilo. My origin, I'm from Congo, but I grew up in Rwanda, you know. I like this job, it's a good job, you know. Yeah, I like to support firefighters.
I'm Nassim Ahmed Abubakar. I'm originally from Sudan, but I have been a refugee in Kenya. Yeah, and I'm working in supplies. It's kind of like the firefighters. They used to be in need of some stuff. We got clothes, gloves, safety stuff, all of those kind of stuff. So we have them. So whenever they come and ask for them, we just record their names down, then we give it to them.
Abakar is 19. She and one of her brothers left their family behind in the Kenyan refugee camp when they came to America 7 months ago with the help of an aid group.
It's my goal to help my family, my friends, my grandparents who are really in need of me. I just need to help them.
Abakar is making plans to get the rest of her family here. 19-year-old Jonas Amine is Eritrean and lived in Ethiopia before he and his family moved to the U.S.
I love camp crew. Even I want to join fire crew. I want to learn everything. And you go wherever place, everywhere. So that's kind of cool. And then you save your money and go to college. And if you're working hard, it's feeling very nice.
Some of the Job Corps students work in the big mobile kitchen. They prepare 3 meals a day, including hundreds of box lunches for the entire fire crew. Think of a lunch truck on steroids. The mobile kitchen takes up the whole inside of a semi-tractor trailer.
What'd you like?
Here you go, sir.
That'll work. Thank you.
Excuse me.
How about you, sir?
That looks great.
Whether they're making breakfast burritos or barbecue ribs for dinner, culinary student Samantha Oliver of Whitewood, South Dakota, is proud to have earned both a monogrammed white chef's coat and a bright yellow fire crew t-shirt. But that's not all she's gotten out of the program.
We have to be here and ready to go with a smile on our face at 3:00 in the morning. My instructor Chuck and my math teacher Miss Ray, who is doing camp crew, they're just joking around and it just brightens my day. It makes me feel like I'm around good people.
Oliver says she wants to take her Job Corps culinary training and open a pastry business. Work is winding down on the Hayden Pass fire, so soon the Box Elder Job Corps students will head back to South Dakota or out to the next base camp that needs them. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Westcliff.